Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Joining us today are Liam and Jeremy from Poolbeg Pharma to talk about some exciting news that's just landed. The company's lead asset, POLB001, will play a central role in the groundbreaking research program. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
So starting with you then, Liam, this morning's announcement is big news. POLB001 is now part of the pioneering research program targeting immunotherapy-induced CRS. So first of all, can you talk us through what all that means and why it's such an important step for the company?
Yeah, so happy to do so. We're really excited to announce this news. It's a major endorsement for POLB001 and also for the issue of CRS, cytokine release syndrome, that we've been talking about for a length of time now, that this is a major growing problem, potentially life-threatening condition in the clinic associated with cancer immunotherapies and a number of advanced therapies. And this is growing. And this grant award is a major endorsement from key opinion leaders in the field and from the Medical Research Council that this is a problem that isn't going to go away and that needs solutions quickly. So the grant that's been announced this morning, the topical trial that we previously announced is going to be part of this wider research program called RISE. So RISE is standing for Reducing Immune Stress from Excessive Cytokine Release in Advanced Therapies. It's a bit of a mouthful, but essentially it's very similar to cytokine release syndrome in that its toxicity is driven by high levels of cytokines, essentially cytokine release syndrome. And it really marks that our trial is going to be part of a wider body of research that will look at bispecific antibody-induced cytokine release syndrome, CAR T-cell cytokine release syndrome, and the associated kind of conditions around this, which POLB001 may have an effect for. So we will learn much more about the pathophysiology of cytokine release syndrome. The research program itself is going to be coordinated from the University of Manchester and the Christie Hospital in Manchester. So it's been led by Dr. Jonathan Lim. He's a senior clinical lecturer and honorary consultant medical oncologist at the university and the Christie Hospital. So we're really excited to kick this off.
Well, Jeremy, Poolbeg is leading the RISE program alongside some heavyweight partners. Can you share with us who else is involved, what each party is bringing to the table, and how this collaboration has come together?
Yeah, I mean, delighted to be the lead business partner for this. And as Liam's kind of mentioned, I mean, this is very exciting for Poolbeg in particular, right? Because, you know, we've talked for a while about CRS, about POB001, the role it can play to prevent CRS with these, you know, T-cell engager advanced immunotherapies. But, you know, a lot of work has gone into this. And, you know, so we're partnering alongside Johnson & Johnson, you know, one of the world's largest pharma companies. And, you know, a lot of work, a lot of discussion has gone on in the past, and they're on board. They see the need, you know, they see, you know, what can be done out of this kind of research program. They're going to provide their bispecific antibody teclistamab free of charge to the program, which is great. But obviously, that'll be alongside POB001. So again, as Liam said, the University of Manchester and the Christie NHS Foundation are you know, the academic founder or partners, you could say, and there's other partners as well. So as I say, we're, you know, central to the RISE program is, you know, our topical trial, our POB001 topical trial, you know, to prevent CRS. So it's all kind of come together. It's a bit of a, you know, complicated jigsaw puzzle, but it's all come together very nicely. And as I say, the Christie is kind of leading the charge on the academic side, and, you know, they've got the ambition to position the UK to, you know, as a global leader in, you know, in this research focused on safe delivery of cancer immunotherapies. And again, when we talk to them, you know, so, you know, in the recent past, you're talking about POB001, they jumped on that. You know, they jumped on that as a potential to kind of play a significant role. So, you know, it's very exciting. You know, the Christie and University of Manchester are going to receive a grant from the MRC, the Medical Research Council. It's a prosperity partnership grant to the value of 3.4 million. And as I say, the fact that they get this just kind of shows that the MRC have reviewed all of the aspects, and they see this really rigorous science goes into this program. So they're very excited to get this going. And as I say, the MRC is part of the UK Research and Innovation Funds, you know, world-leading discovery and translation research. You know, they fund that aspect. So very excited we're part of this, you know, alongside the Christie, alongside University of Manchester, and alongside Johnson and Johnson. So fantastic for Poolbeg.
So from Jeremy, from a financial perspective then, what impact does this partnership have on Poolbeg? And, you know, is the company contributing capital, or is it just your sort of expertise and assets that you contribute?
No, it's a really good question. And I think, you know, and this is the beauty of this. So RISE has no financial implication on the company. So our contribution has been previously announced in the, you know, POB001 topical trial. So we've kind of announced that. So as such, it doesn't in fact impact our cash runway, which again, we've stated goes into 2027. So again, I think importantly, it's worth pointing out from a timeline standpoint that there's no impact on the delivery of the data from this POB001 topical trial, which we anticipate to have interim data by the summer of 2026. So it doesn't impact that at all. So, you know, as I say, kind of a, it's a perfect storm for Poolbeg. Everything's kind of come together nicely. So, you know, no financial impact or timeline impact.
Oh, great. And Liam, looking ahead then, what could this mean for the future of PLB001, and how might this ultimately benefit cancer patients undergoing treatments who are, you know, at risk of CRS?
Yeah, so this is a major kind of turning point in the field. A lot of advanced therapies that are emerging are incredibly effective for patients, but they're also incredibly potent. And that has brought about a number of side effects which previously were unseen in the clinic. And we need ways to manage these. We need ways to manage them, not just so that we can administer more advanced therapies, but also so we can safeguard patients while we're administering them. So for this project in particular, we will understand the pathophysiology of cytokine release syndrome in a much more comprehensive way because of it. So it's really going to complement what we're doing in the clinical development program of POLB001, and will help with the design of our later stage trials, and also the ultimate package which goes forward for approval. So from a patient perspective, this is going to lead towards making these advanced immunotherapies safer. From a medical perspective, it's going to help enable their administration, potentially push administration from advanced academic teaching hospitals out to the community hospitals, reduce the healthcare burden, and really make these therapies accessible to all patients.
Well, great. Well, thank you both for your time this morning. It's clear that this is a major milestone for Poolbeg Pharma, and it's great to see PLB001 now playing such a an important initiative. So, thank you again for your time this morning.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call. because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.